business like for you?
You know, I did a good amount of traveling, actually. Got a new agent, a new trainer, and he's based out in Kelowna, so I went out there a couple of times and saw what he was all about and worked out with him and kind of changed my body composition and really took a new aspect of my off season.
Worked a little bit on with the goalie guru there, with the tracking. What was that? Why was that important to you? Adam, right?
Yeah, Adam. I wouldn't call him tracking necessarily, but his biomechanics are, I think it's what's coming to the game, and I think it's next level stuff, and everything he teaches me and talks to me about, it makes sense, and it makes sense for the game, and it makes sense for my game, and I've been trying to apply it all summer long, and I really like what it's done to my game.
Yeah, he really helped Devin Dubnyk a lot. He's talked about that. Was that something you were hoping for as well, just to have similar results, or why was it important for you to go to him?
Well, first off, in the summer, I had to find my game again, and I found that right away. And I was very comfortable with my game. And then once I jumped down with him, I saw just tremendous improvements come to my game. And that's what I was looking for. I was looking for taking my game to the next level and proving not only that I belong, that I can be a high-end skill in this league. And I think with Adam's help, I'm on my way to do that.
And there's a lot of goalies hanging around Kelowna too. Is it nice to be able to bounce some ideas off some of those guys too?
Oh, absolutely. Every time I went out there, there was a great group of guys. And, you know, I cherish every moment I had with them, and I'm going to keep in touch with them throughout the year.
Steve talked about starting to build a relationship with you two guys. What's it been like getting to know him a little bit in the last little while?
He's a good guy. I like him a lot, and I think we bonded right away. And I think it's an exciting time.
Was it? Go ahead,
Brian. No, it's okay.
I was going to say, you know, Steve talked about the fact when he started out didn't have a sort of a mentor role. Was that a tough thing for you last year that you didn't have that? And does he provide that this year, Connor?
No, I really like to avoid those questions. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, and I don't want to say the wrong thing. So I have no comment for that. But what I am going to say is, I went and discovered my game, and I like where my game is now, and I like the improvements that are continuing to come.
Yeah, what are you most encouraged about going into this year?
You know, I'm excited with everything, all the work I've done this summer and everything I've implanted in my game. And, you know, I'm very excited to see how this team comes together as a whole. And you can kind of feel in the locker room that we're excited to play this season and we expect to win.
What's the biggest thing you'll take away from last season as a whole?
As a whole? It's hard to put my finger on one thing. I learned a lot last season, and I felt myself get a lot better. And I'm going to continue working on the little things that I learned last year.
The difficult parts for you last year, though, I mean, I'm sure you'll admit those as well. I mean, did you have to kind of work on, like, you know, the mental aspect of the game for yourself over the summer?
Well, I think that goes along with me finding my game, and my game was mainly mental. And I think getting my confidence, and not only my confidence, but the feel of the game right. And I think that was the most important part of it. Because if I'm comfortable in the net, I'm going to do things that I don't realize I'm doing. And once I found that, and I implemented the right things in my game, and, you know, I'm very excited for this upcoming season.
I mean, what did it mean to you? You had 58 games last year in the NHL. I mean, what did that mean to you? And what did that mean going into this year? Was it work on, you know, sharing the crease with Steve?
Well, it means a lot. It means I can handle the workload. And, you know, that's how you learn. You learn from playing. You learn from your mistakes. And I'm going to take last year as much as I can. And I'm going to look forward to what I have succeeded on. And I'm going to continue working on those little things I need to.
Goaltending is always a competition. You're looking forward to that aspect of it too? Healthy competition, friendly competition?
Oh, absolutely. I think it brings the fun of the game if you're enjoying it. And you can't be, what's the right way of putting this? You can't be too hard on yourself, because at the end of the day, you got to have fun doing it. And I think Steve and the other goalies here, they enjoy it. And I think having a little bit of a battle is not going to be a bad thing. I think it's going to help us enjoy the practices, and even when they're at those back-to-backs and we're going out for a morning skate or something like that, and it's tough to go out there and really bring the energy up, I think that's going to help.
Were you too hard on yourself last year, Connor, after maybe there was a tough outing?
Well, I think I could say both. I was thinking I was too hard on myself, and then I wasn't hard on myself. You know, the times where I need to be harder, I need to be harder on myself, and the times that I need to sit back and relax a little bit. I think that's a big learning point that I learned last year, and I'm going to continue to try to work on that.
Do you feel less pressure coming into this year? Like, it was when they said Pav wasn't going to be here, it was kind of your team for a while, and now you've got a guy that's been around for 9 years and, you know, might be a little bit more light on him coming in to start.
No, you know what? I feel a little bit more pressure because I have to prove what I set out here to do, and I think last year I showed aspects of it, but I need to be better than that, and I need to prove to not only myself but to the guys around me that I can be a brick wall and that I'm not here just to settle in and to blend. I'm here to do something and be a part of something great.
Would you be able to share some of the things that Adam helped you with, or is it too technical for us media folks?
I'll give you the most basic way I can say, and that's the biomechanics. The way the goaltender moves and how the body moves starts from the core.
Carr, when you change something in your game, how long does it take for that to become instinct and for you to trust that you're going to make that same movement every time?
I think that's one of my strong suits, is being able to adapt and adapt quickly. There was a moment there where I was trying to do too much, and then I settled it down and realized that I had already formed my muscle memory around this new stuff, and I was overdoing it. So now that I realize that, I can just kind of settle down and just rely on my body to do it.